You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm joined by Jess Cavell. Covell?
Cavell.
Do you prefer either or?
Cavell.
Okay.
Generally, yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we're here to talk about the George Street takeover.
Yes.
Which is very, very fun. And this is something that's been happening for a few years now, right?
Talking into the microphone.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, sorry about that. So it's a carry-on from our Fringe event that we had earlier this year, so it's probably more like 6 months, I would say, that it's been, yeah. Well, I mean, last year we probably started planning it.
Wait, is this the first iteration?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was something that's been going on for years.
Nah. So we had a show in the Fringe Festival earlier this year, and we had decided to do a bunch of like fun, fringy, weird live music, paired with some visual artists to do, you know, make it a bit more of an experience. But the space that we were in didn't like noise, so we had to postpone it.
That's a prominent issue in this town, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
For a town that has such a great music scene, a lot of people don't like hearing it.
Yeah.
Hearing noise.
Yeah, it was a shame. We managed to do one of the shows, which was Human Susan and UB Pasta Blaster.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Diver came to the rescue for that one, but yeah, the rest of them had to be put off, and so we managed to team up with Dunedin Dream Brokerage again and get a wee space down on George Street.
Mm-hmm. 125. Hell yeah, Farmer's Block.
Yeah. And it's a pretty like cool big space. I don't know, they had the Mulletology event in there a few weeks back, which is pretty cool.
Cracker.
And we're going to do a free performance to kick it off on the street, because George Street, with the upgrade, they've now got all these power boxes, so you can do like performances and stuff outside.
Awesome.
Electrified.
So what do you think the takeover adds to George Street for the day it's running?
I think it'll just be something that is a little bit out of the box and a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
We had planned to do it in multiple spaces, hence the name, but it worked out with landlords and things like that, with the brokerage, that we just did the one space, which is fine. Like, we're still doing the street performance as well, so yeah,
nice.
It should be fun. It's an all-ages event as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a mix of visual and musical art, featuring visual art from Sam Caldwell, there we go,
yeah.
Joel Field, and yourself.
And myself, yes.
What can people expect to see from your visual work?
So my stuff, I like to film things. I don't know, this one's like jelly and some other stuff, and then I manipulate it and make it into like weird kaleidoscopy buzzy things to look at, I suppose.
Cool.
Joel's will be really cool to see as well. He made it specifically for one of the shows that was supposed to happen in the Fringe. So he's done this incredible like cut out hand-drawn animation that's just like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And those will be in the window for the weekend as well. So for the bands performing, Sam Caldwell will be doing his live like liquid light fun stuff for Space Bats Attack and The Software Is Shareware.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dylan will be doing his buzzy weird live animated imagery for Crime Hospital.
Oh yes,
and
yes.
Murderbike, which will be very cool. I think it is paired quite well.
Cool.
To be honest. Yeah.
Were you the curator of the visual and musical stuff?
Yes.
Yes. So how did you curate the music side of things?
Honestly, I just picked things that I like and that I think are fun to see. And again, it was supposed to be part of the Fringe Festival, so we sort of went more with a fringy, you know, like kind of edgier, sort of out of the box, sort of not the sort of thing you'd see every day.
Yeah.
Kind of. Stuff.
I think anything that brings Cram Hospital out of retirement is great. Yeah. So
is he retired?
No, I was just making a joke.
No. It's so fun. I'm so excited.
Clune is a beast.
Yeah.
No, I love. I think Cram Hospital is my favorite side project of his.
Yes.
And I, or project. And I love how he just always wears the half white, half black outfits. I was working, are you familiar with the Wolf Hoedown?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, yeah, I worked it, and he came through as like kind of a suity cowboy.
Oh,
and
wow.
He had half of it being white and half of being black, and it was a custom costume made
That's
by his
amazing.
Partner. Yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic. Clune, great person, great guy. If people want to go to the George Street Takeover
yes.
this Saturday,
yes.
how can they do that?
So there are some tickets available on trybooking.com. So if you go to the George Street Takeover Facebook event, there's like a little handy click button there.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the Spectacle Dunedin Instagram page and go to the link tree, there's a little button there. Or you can just Google trybooking. George Street Takeover and it like pops up.
Mean.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for being my first ever standing interview.
Hey.
We're breaking new ground here every day. Bagpipes, standing interview, Surf Report up next at probably 9:40-ish, so stay tuned for that. Thank you very much for coming on the program, Jess.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Take care, folks. Here is Space Bats Attack. You're listening to The One. See you soon.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.